Christ is calling for laborers true in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed, we bask in the sunlight of glory. For life-giving bread, they perish now. Yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The Savior. The mission trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. A pleasant greeting to all the listeners of radio station XEG. This is Willie Murphy coming to you with another gospel message, which we hope will bring cheer and comfort and help you along life's pathway. We do appreciate your encouraging letters, which you have written, and your prayers and support, which have helped us maintain this weekly broadcast. Those who desire to write us may address their letter in this way: The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. I have a text which I consider a very important one. If all the parents would follow the instructions of this scripture in Ephesians 6:4, I am sure that the world would be a much better place in which to live. I am sure that many of the evils committed by the young people could and would be avoided as a result of the teaching of their parents. Listen as I read to you this verse. And ye, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Now, really, what I want you parents to do for the next few minutes is to consider your duty in regard to your children. There falls a solemn obligation upon each parent the moment a new child is born into the world. This obligation is first to God and then to the child. Therefore, we would do well to keep ourselves informed of our duties to our children. We notice then from our text that it is the duty of fathers to bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. In other words, the children should be taught their obligations and privileges of serving God. Fathers should not use their children as a source of entertainment for themselves, even at the expense and happiness of their children. Children are not to be picked at and tormented until they feel that even their own parents are against them. Listen to this instruction for the young women from Titus 2:4. We read, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. Yes, how true it is, my friend, that many of us today who have assumed the responsibilities of manhood and womanhood can look back over the years and now realize how much we owe to the invaluable instructions given us by our parents. Listen to this poem entitled, An Echo of the Years. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Mother sang it long ago, sang it low and soothingly, rocking in the afterglow. sang it to me as I slept in my snowy trundle bed, as the lengthening shadows crept, airy-like, about my head. Let me hide myself in thee. Still I hear it echo there as she sang it o'er to me from her swaying rocking chair. And I'm a boy again, and so sweetly back along distant years I catch the strain of that old familiar song. Other refuge have I none. Often in the long, long years I have missed the touch of one who could soothe my doubts and fears, one to whom I used to go with each boyish grief and care. Sometimes in the afterglow I catch glimpses of her there. Rock of ages, and I feel mother's arm about me pressed, as to her embrace I'd steal to be rocked away to rest. Dreamy like once more I hear, softly, gently, soothingly, that faint echo in my ear, let me hide myself in thee. I like the thoughts expressed in that poem. I believe that if a child can be made to realize that it is wanted and loved by its parents, it will be of great assistance to him in the years ahead as he grows older to face a cold and unfriendly world. It will help to stabilize his life from the winds of adversity which sweep so many over the precipice of a wrecked and ruined life. Proverbs 22:6 tells us that we should train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Fathers and mothers, parents, let me speak to you with an open heart. Let me ask you this question. Are you taking the time to instruct your boys and girls, your sons and daughters, in the way you wish them to live in life? Are you so busy with your own affairs that you're glad when the boys and girls are out of your way? If so, then it would be well for you to listen while I read this scripture from Deuteronomy 10:18-19. Therefore, shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Let me show you another duty of parents. As they train and instruct their children in the ways of God, they should not fail to correct them when they need it. If correction was made at an early stage in life, it would save the law enforcement officers much trouble in later years as the child grows older. Listen to this scripture in Proverbs 19:18. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. Again, in Proverbs 29:17 we read, correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. Now, I do not mean that parents should beat their children unmercifully just because they themselves are angry. I believe correction should be done with the spirit of humility, realizing our obligation before God. In fact, it might be well, as you counsel your son and correct him, to also join in prayer together with him, that God may be the helper of each one. If you will read Psalms 103:13, I believe you would better understand what I mean. It says here, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. You see, it is also our duty to pray for our children. King David realized the great responsibility falling upon the shoulders of his son Solomon. Listen to his prayer from 1 Chronicles 29:19. And give unto Solomon my son a perfect heart, to keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, and thy statutes, and to do all these things, and to build a palace for the which I have made provision. Friends, if you fail along these lines, it is quite possible that in the years to come you will feel remorse and regret that you took not more time with your sons and your daughters. Listen to this poem entitled Omissions. It is not so much the things I do that causes me regret. It's the little things I leave undone, the things that I forget. It's the words I fail to utter, the songs I fail to sing, the letters I forget to write that may great comfort bring. It's the little acts of kindness, the joy I fail to give, the smiles I fail to scatter as day by day I live. It's the sick I fail to visit, flowers I fail to send. It's the hand I fail to offer unto a fallen friend. It's not so much the things I do that causes me regret. It's the little things I leave undone, the things that I forget. Selected. Shall we spend a moment in prayer? Our Father, bless all the parents, the fathers and mothers who are listening to this broadcast. Help them to meet the challenge which God has given to every parent. May they teach and train their children in the ways of God, that the citizens of our land of tomorrow may carry on the commission which you have left for your people. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen now to the song Blessed Rock of Ages as sung by Lynn and Alma Carver, Arnett Carver, and Manuel Mitchell.
Oh, thou blessed Rock of Ages,
Rock of Ages, I am
trusting now, dear Lord, in thee.
Dear Lord, in thee I'm trusting.
Keep me till my journey's ended.
Keep me
till thy blessed face I see. Hide me, O blessed Rock of Ages,
hide me
till thy blessed face I see.
Thy face I see in glory.
When the storm around me rages,
blessed
Rock of Ages, hide thou me. Keep me when the
storm clouds gather, keep me
till the sun comes shining through,
come shining through the shadows.
Keep me till my work is over.
Is over, keep me
till I bid this world adieu. Hide me, O blessed Rock of Ages,
Rock of Ages, hide me
till thy blessed face I see.
Thy face I see in glory.
When the storm around me rages,
blessed
Rock of Ages, hide thou me.
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Until next Friday night at 10:45, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings rest and abide with each one of you, and a very pleasant good night.
Weary spirit,
weary spirit, to the
heart.